Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.
You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics, a program designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God. Pastor Brian is currently taking us through Ephesians, and coming up, we're learning how a Christian needs to conduct themselves in the workplace, looking at both the employee and employer. So join us as we turn to chapter 6 and study verses 5 through 9 as we go back to basics.
We're coming to the conclusion of the practical aspect of the epistle where, you know, after Paul had told us all the wonderful things that God has done for us, then he tells us how to respond by living a life that is pleasing to the Lord, a life that's consistent with our profession of faith. And we've been looking at a variety of different things, and now he brings it into the workplace. So how many of you here today have a job? What do the rest of you do? You don't have jobs? Okay, good. Okay, well, yeah, we're going to talk about being a Christian on the job, Christian in the workplace today. So that's our topic. But let me read verses 5 through 9 to you. Bondservants, or for our context, employees, be obedient to those who are your masters or employers, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you masters or employers, do the same things to them, to your employees, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven and there is no partiality with him. So just to kind of set the record on this, you know, work is a good thing. And some people kind of look at work as, well, you know, that resulted from the curse of sin that came upon the world. And now, you know, therefore we have to work. But no, before sin ever entered into the world, God created man, and he created the man and the woman, and he gave them task to perform. So work is a good thing, and it's part of our lives as Christians. As a matter of fact, it's part of everybody's life, really, right? It's been estimated that the average person will spend 90,000 hours in the workplace over their lifetime. So 90,000 hours, that's a lot of hours. And so, you know, the job is an important place to live out our Christianity. It's an important place for our Christianity to be displayed because it's a place that we will spend a whole lot of our lifetimes in. And so, again, we see the very practical application of God's truth, and Paul is here applying it in that context. So we want to look first at what he says to the employee, and then at the employer secondly, and then thirdly, we're going to go back and look at Jesus as our great example in this regard. So first of all, we read here in verse 5, bondservants or employees, be obedient to those who are your masters. So how does that translate into life today? Because, right, we're talking about, we're not talking about the slave master thing like we did previously. We're looking at it in our own context. So when it says be obedient, I think we could understand that to really be referring to abiding by the rules of the workplace. So here we are, we're employees, we go off to the job daily, and in every workplace, you have rules, you have guidelines, you have certain, of course, you're supposed to arrive at a certain time, you leave at a certain time throughout the day. Maybe, you have different breaks, you have different tasks, you have different things that would be considered, in a sense, the rules of the workplace. So as a Christian, I'm to be obedient to those things. I'm not to be rebellious. I'm not to be resistant. I'm not to be negligent. I'm not to be a person who's never on time. I'm always late, or I'm not following along with the rules. No, as a Christian, I am to be a person who is punctual. I am to be a person who is faithful. I am to be a person who is going to abide by the rules that are set up on the job. Just that kind of rebellious kind of an attitude that we sometimes see is an attitude that is very much contrary to the heart, the attitude that God calls us to have. In our current situation, quite often there's an encouragement toward sort of a rebellious kind of a spirit. There's a resistance to authority and things like that. That's kind of part of our culture these days. But when it comes to the workplace, we are to really be faithful and committed, and we are to abide by the rules. And then he adds here, he says, with fear and trembling. And I think that what that would look like in our context is that we are to have respect toward our employers. So again, not a rebellious attitude, not an ungrateful attitude, but a respectful attitude toward those that employ us, recognizing their position, recognizing their authority. God is into authority structures. And so in the workplace, you have those authority structures, right? Most people, there's a chain of command in every work environment to some degree. So for those that might be under an employer, our attitude toward them is to be one of respect. But then Paul says that we are to do things not as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart. So really approaching our positions, our jobs, with an attitude of sincerity. I'm not there just working hard when it's going to be probable that the boss is going to see me. But if there's no chance of that happening today, then I'm just going to slough off. I'm not going to be as committed. Hey, the boss isn't in. It doesn't really matter today. No, but I keep in mind that I'm serving the Lord. I'm doing this job sincerely. I'm not really even doing it so much for my employer, even though I am doing it for him, but or her. I'm going beyond that. I'm doing this for the Lord. So this kind of a situation or this kind of an attitude is not just something that we have in our current situation. This kind of an attitude goes all the way back throughout time. People would, as they still do today, oftentimes, they're only working hard when they know that they're being watched. But then when that watchful eye is not there, they're taking advantage of that to slack off. That should never be the case with a Christian. Whether we're being watched or not, we're being seen by the Lord. And we're doing what we are doing as unto the Lord. And then Paul says, with goodwill, doing service to the Lord. With goodwill, I look at that and I think, just having a heart of goodwill toward what we're doing. Whatever it is I'm doing. If you have a job today and you are a Christian, then you know, you can take it that this job is God's will for you. This is where he has you. If you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, if you're seeking to do his will in your life, then where you're at, you can just look at it and say, you know, this is God's will for me. And since this is God's will for me, I'm going to do it with goodwill. I'm going to want to do the best job possible. I'm going to want to make sure that whatever process I'm engaged in or whatever part of the process, I'm doing my particular task as well as I possibly can so that the end product is a great product because, you know, we're doing it for the Lord. Now, just think of every person thought that way about their work. You know, you really appreciate when you get a product that's well made and you know, it's going to last. You know how it is these days? A lot of products they make these days, they build in an obsolescence. There's a point where they make it to break down at a certain point. So you have to buy another one. You know, that's such a ripoff, isn't it? And I sometimes see that and I think, oh, this is ridiculous. Or you know, if you're a homeowner and after some years in your house you see these little things start showing up where you look and you realize, wow, you know, these guys didn't really take their job too seriously. And when they plumbed my house, they weren't really thinking about the person who was gonna live in the house. They were just thinking about, you know what, I gotta get this job done as quick as I can so I can get down to the beach and go surfing. That's what I used to think when I was a plumber, unfortunately. I'm confessing that. And now, you know, as I'm older and I'm a homeowner, I think, okay, I know the attitude of the guy who plumbed this. I know, I was there. You kind of do a half-baked job at things. But that's not the way we are to go about it. So as a believer, I wasn't a Christian back then, so that was part of the problem. But as a believer, that I would, you know, really with goodwill, just a good attitude and a good work ethic and a good intention to do my best as unto the Lord. That's the attitude that Paul is talking about here. You know, really, honestly, as Christian people, as followers of Jesus, we should really be the top employees. Maybe we're not as skilled as other people, but what we lack in skill, we make up in devotion and commitment. That really should be the case. And there's one other thing that I would add to this that's not, you know, necessarily connected to one of the verses, but I think it might be just generally in here, and that would be to be thankful for our jobs and to be thankful even for our wages. Now, of course, most of the time, we always seem to think like we're worth a lot more than we're getting paid, right? You know, especially with younger people today. You know, I hear these things, and of course, recently they were looking to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for flipping hamburgers, you know, and I think, who in their right mind thinks that anybody should get paid 15 bucks an hour for flipping hamburgers? That's ridiculous. That's crazy. You know, minimum wage is there for, and especially with young people, you know, a lot of times young people today, they want to start out, you know, their first job, they want to start at 100 grand a year. You know, I'm not taking anything less than 100 grand, you know? Yeah, I know I'm still in junior college, but you know, I deserve it. I'm a bright person. I got a great future ahead of me. It's like, come on, let's be realistic. You start off with a minimum wage job. That's just the way it works. And it's not bad. It's not the evil capitalists that are oppressing us with this. It's just the way it works, and it's okay. And we need to be happy, thankful, blessed by the fact that we even have a job, the fact that we get a decent wage. The minimum wage in California, I think is currently $9 an hour. And you might say, yeah, see what I mean? $9 an hour. Well, I remember when the minimum wage was like $2.75. Some of you remember that too, right? But listen, let's put it in perspective. The minimum wage in California is $9 an hour. Listen, 1/3 of the world's population lives on $2 a day. $2 a day. So we want to complain about $9 an hour? Come on, $2 a day. 1/3 of the population, 2 billion people plus, live on $2 a day. So we need to be thankful. We need to be appreciative. We, you know, really, truly, here in the United States of America, we have it so good. Even in the most difficult places, in the hardest spots, and certainly there are some, it's still really good comparatively when you think about what most people in the world experience in their job experience, in their wage and so forth. So thankful for our jobs and for our wage. Of course, if we earn a raise, if we need a raise, and that's good. We can desire that. But it's the attitude of entitlement that's the problem. And you know, that's really becoming more and more pervasive in our culture today. And unfortunately, it's coming down to us now from even our government, you know, just this attitude that everybody's sort of entitled. But as Christian people, we simply need to be thankful that we have what we have, the job and the wage that we have. We need to give thanks for it. So this is the attitude of the employee. This is what Paul says. But he moves on from there, and he addresses then the masters or the employers, and he says to them, he says, and you masters do the same things to them. So I pointed this out in our previous message that it was the New Testament, it was the teaching of the apostles, it was the gospel of Jesus Christ that brought the sense of equality that the slaves in that cultural situation, that they had rights as well. And so as we translate that into our current situation, the employer needs to remember that the employee has rights as well. So just as Paul has been saying to the employees, okay, these are the things that you are to do, he turns around to the employer and says, now you do the same things. So those kinds of things that we're talking about where there's the respect and doing things sincerely and so forth, that applies to the employer as well. But let's look at a few things. So when he says do the same things, then I would say that we could talk about fairness in the workplace, coming down from the top, from the employer. Fairness in both task and wage. So if you are an employer, you have an obligation to be fair to your employees. Now, of course, this has been an ongoing problem for ages, but it's that situation where the employer is taking advantage of the employee, where the employer is making a million times more than the people who are doing the work. Now, obviously, there's a place for somebody who pioneers a business or invents something to do that. But there needs to be the recognition that there should be a fairness as well. So there should be fairness in regard to the task. In other words, we shouldn't overly burden people, put back-breaking task on them that's going to crush them. And there also needs to be a fairness in wage. Instead of just looking to enrich myself and not really thinking about those who are working for me, I need to think about those who work for me as well. And I need to be concerned about their well-being. I know Christian businessmen and people who own different companies and things, and I've seen this kind of good, godly ethic there where there's a concern not just for their own enrichment, but they really have a concern for their employees. It's a beautiful thing. And the workplace becomes like sort of like an extended family. I have one friend who's a business owner, and he's on a number of occasions, he's thought about selling his business. He's kind of tired and, you know, wants to move on and do something else. But every time it comes down to where it looks like he might sell it, he pulls back. And I've asked him a few times, I said, so what happened now? He goes, I know they'll come in. They won't treat the employees right. So his concern is for the employees. He kind of looks at them as family. So he could sell the business and get out of it and make a lot of money, but he knows that the people coming in won't have that same heart or attitude for the folks there. And so he just pulls back and says, no, I'm not going to do it. I look at that and I think that's the kind of employer that we're talking about here. That's what the Bible is referring to here, where there's a fairness and a concern. And secondly, there would also be a respect toward the workers. A respect toward the workers. Remember, Paul is reminding us here that there's no partiality with God. There's an equality. And sometimes it's easy for us as human beings, we naturally go in this direction. It's easy when we're in a superior position to get arrogant about that and to start looking down on the people that work under us and to somehow think that we're better than they are and to even disrespect them. But that should not be the case if I am a believer in Jesus and I am a business owner. If I'm an employer in some way, I need to have respect toward those who work for me. You know, there's that picture back in the Old Testament book of Ruth, that little book of Ruth. There's Boaz, he's kind of one of the main characters in the story of Ruth there. And Boaz is a wealthy business owner. And he has all of these employees that work for him. And there, as you're reading through the story, it pictures Boaz as he goes out and he daily greets his workers. And he greets them with a blessing. He comes and he just pronounces a blessing upon them. And they, in response, come back with a blessing toward him as well. That's a beautiful picture of the attitude that we should have if we are employers toward those that work for us. So respect toward the worker, and then again, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord. So just like the employee is doing this with goodwill, doing it with sincerity of heart, doing it with all of their heart, doing it to do the best job possible, so the employer has that same sort of a heart toward those who are laboring under their leadership. There's a goodwill toward them, directed toward them. And Paul says here, giving up threatening. Giving up threatening. So there's not to be a harshness or a tyrannical attitude that's coming from those who are at the top, but there's to be a graciousness and a kindness.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics Radio with Pastor Brian Broderson. We'll return next time with more spiritual insights from the Scriptures. But if you missed any part of this study or you'd like to review it again, you can do so by going to backtobasicsradio.com. Click on Resources, then Audio. There you'll find all of Pastor Brian's teachings through the Bible, and you can either podcast, stream, or download for free. If you'd like a CD, you can call us at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message by title or resource number. Today's message is called The Christian in the Workplace, and the resource number is BBE0039. If you have any questions or encouragement, or would like to support this ministry, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us directly at backtobasicsradio.com. You can also follow Pastor Brian on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you've ever longed to travel to Israel to visit the land of the Bible, Pastor Brian and his wife Cheryl are inviting you to join them May 5th through 17th in 2016. Going to Israel is an unforgettable experience. It's a time to grow in your knowledge of the Word, make new friends, and see Bible prophecy fulfilled before your eyes. You can get all the details at israel.cccm.com. Thanks again for tuning in today. And we pray the Lord continues to strengthen and encourage you in your faith as we study through the Word of God together. Our God. Back to Basics Radio is an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.